Ein testen Beis. Hoysa, the mokum gavoya so tfochem, nomu chasaro tfochem. It was 10 tfochem above him or below him. In other words, if he's on a platform that's 10 tfochem tall, and then the toy's on the ground, which that's understandable because it's below this entire domain, or it was 10 tfochem tall. Now the problem is he's more than 10 tfochem tall. So, Rishabu says, he's talking about that it's 10 tfochem tall, and 4 by 4 tfochem wide, that's considered an independent domain. He says, but yeah, that if it was less than 4 by 4, also one does not have to daven the second time, because it's a suffix, and it's daven as an adoha tefillah. So there was excrement over there. Oy shahoy se vayis acher, echod, whom vayis acher was a different room, a few of us had pesach besuach, even there was a door between them, but like we learned, the issue over here is machanecha kodesh. So it's a different machane, which means a different room, or 10 tefachim difference between where you are and where it is, then it's not considered the same machane. A few of pesach besuach, v'yesh v'tzidah, v'roya oyso, that even he's standing by the door, roya oyso, choro here means that he can see into the room. We will see more of that soon. So, if he doesn't smell anything, then it's alright, because the Ekshem is another domain, and the smell is also not his domain. Like we said before, according to the Rosh, it's in a different machan, it's a different domain. The Rashba says, as long as you can see it, it's an Issa. In other words, the Rosh holds that if you can see it, it's also because if it's, let's say, 20 amas away from you, you can see it, it's considered your domain. That's provided there's nothing mafsik between you and it. But if it's in a different room or a different height, then even if you see it, it's still by definition a different domain. And therefore you put not, and therefore it's mutter to say the return. But according to the Rashba, there's an independent isser of seeing exposed excrement. So in Leila, even if it's another room, if you see it, then it'll be also to say the return. And like we said before, all this idea of being a different room and I have a mechitza between the two, between you and the excrement, is only if there's no foul smell. If you smell it, it doesn't help because you still have the bad smell, which also has a din of tzayah. Over here, there's a discussion that normally we say that you have to be 4 amas away from where the smell stopped. Over here, since the tzayah is in a different room, just the smell is coming to your area, there are opinions that say it's enough to be even a little bit away from the smell, as long as you don't smell it. You don't have to be four amas away from the smell. Because the smell is really detached from the Torah itself. And if you have a smell by itself, then these opinions hold you don't need to be 4 amas away from it. Yeah. Others say that the fact there's another room, it helps in respect to the bad smell. Mr. Bruce says the Torah case that they took the tzoya out of the room, there's still a bad smell. So basically the smell now is not from the tzoya itself, even though he says he should be machmir, and he says if physically you don't smell it because you have a stuffed nose, then in that case we moot. Now normally we say it doesn't help if you don't physically smell it, because the ma'aser you have the excrement in your domain. Here we're talking about there's no excrement in your domain, it's just a smell. If you only have smell and you don't smell it, then that's acceptable. So if one chiddush in a case where you can't smell and there's no excrement in the room, even though someone who can't smell would smell it, that would permit us to do it. Okay, now that we established that it's in a different room, so the halachas change also. So the question is, what's considered a different room? So we're going to have Siv Gimel now. It says, Chotze Ketana Shenifritza. You have a small room that opens up into a larger room. So basically, when you're walking out of the small room to the larger room, the larger room is wider, so you can have walls jutting out to the left and the right of the entrance of the smaller room when you're facing the larger room. When he's looking towards the gedola, small and looking towards the big one, there's nothing dividing between them. So it's considered part of the big one. But the big one looking towards the katana, towards the small one, it does see like a door frame and two sides of the walls separating between the two. Avdol kinesh v'sel oifim ashe katana mitzad zeh mitzad zeh shiv v'kibayit v'pnei atzma. the gdoila, when it's looking at the katana, is separate. Hilkach im soy the gdoila. If the extra mitzvah is the bigger one, also goes the katana actually after kashir, because the katana is considered not separating from the gdoila. This extra mitzvah in the gdoila is considered part of the machne of the katana. So the katana mutar because the gdoila b'le'achok. It's the soya is in the small one. Then you can bring the big one because it is separated by its walls. Like we learned in the previous sif, that like the first opinion over there, that if you do smell it, it's still a problem even if it was another rishus. And therefore, this is also permitted only if you don't smell it. As we mentioned before, if the bad smell went into the room but didn't reach him, so we have a machlokes whether as long as you don't smell it, it's good enough, or you have to be 4 amos away from the smell also. Okay.